just see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me. Joy is ours to share. Rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for the Jubilee yonder in the sky. Oh, what singing! Oh, what shouting! On that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory! Hallelujah! When we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Seems that now I almost see all the sainted dead rising for that Jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, with them we will be, all the living saints to fly to that Jubilee. Oh, what singing! Oh, what shouting! On that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory! Hallelujah! When we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Oh, when with all that heavenly host we begin to sing. Oh, singing in that Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join the song, with them we shall be, praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Let's clap it to him. Can I get a praise the Lord from you tonight? Amen. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what singing, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior. Third verse. And with all that heavenly host, we begin to sing. Oh, we're singing in that Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Oh, millions there will join the song, with them we shall be, praising Christ through ages long. One more time this afternoon. Just let your mind start thinking about what that's really going to be like. I can see a lot of smiles on your faces. Ain't that going to be great? Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, forward to that. Oh, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love you, Lord Jesus. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior. Third verse again. Oh, when with all that heavenly host we begin to sing. Oh, singing in that Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join our song.
somebody should be happier than we should be. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Are you happy to be one of them? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. I'm happy to be here tonight. I feel the Holy Spirit. I know He's here because right here He lives. Right there He lives in each one of you. All these licks of fire, something's got to happen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Look at that fire burn. Look at it burn. Amen. Praise the Lord. You trustees better turn up the air conditioner. Praise the name of the Lord. There is nothing greater than to be sitting together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. To be in an atmosphere where the Holy Spirit is. To be ready to hear the voice of God for our day. To have the revelation, to know what we know. Anything can happen at any time. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I missed you. I miss you all during the holidays. I pray the Lord was with you. I'll give you a nice time of rest and relaxation, and enjoyed yourselves. I did with our families and just to be away, but there's nothing better than being together with the bride of Christ. We're going to spend eternity together, forever and ever, each one of you. We ain't going to let none of you miss it. And none of you. No. That goes for your kids and your grandkids and your parents. They're coming. They're your inheritance. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a promise. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. How great is that? Amen. Oh, only the bride can say these things. Amen. Everybody else can maybe thank them or say them, but it happens with us. Amen. Because the bride, we speak the word. You know why? Amen. We are the word. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We're the Word. Oh, my goodness. I'm happy to be here tonight. I'm happy that we have a visitor with us tonight, Brother George Yara from Paraguay. He's our distributor from Paraguay. Where are you, Brother George? Would you stand up? Brother George Yara, God bless you. That's our distributor from Paraguay. God bless you, Brother Yara. God bless you. Oh, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. And with His bride and to be here. Welcome to a church that Father has given the true revelation to of this end time. And we're doing exactly what that prophet of God said and told us to do. What did he say? Stay here and look upon this. Amen. And what is this? Stored up tape food. Amen. Amen. That's what this is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't it wonderful to be obedient to that word? Amen. Doing exactly what that word told us to do. He didn't leave no room for wiggle room. What did the Lord say to him in that vision? He says, bring in food. He said, store it in. Give them that hidden manna, that hidden food. Look upon this. He said, that's the only way that they will keep them here. And it's kept us here for 56 years. Amen. And it's going to keep keeping us. Hey, praise the name of the Lord. Listen, he says, here, as far as I know, is the place where I can preach with more liberty than I can anywhere else in the world. Why here? He answers it. Listen, he's going to talk about you. He's going to talk about you that's listening in on the tape, on this hookup right now. Listen, because there's a group, number one, of people here that believe and are hungry and are holding on. That's us. We believe. We're hungry. We're group one and we're holding on. Feel free to come in and speak to us again tonight. He's going to feel right at home. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. He said the dreams spoke the same thing. Amen. He says, this feels like home to me. Listen, this is the place. And if you'll notice, the dream spoke the same thing. See, where the food. What is that food? This message. Amen. The stored up food. He said, that's what that was. He said it over and over again. And he said, that's exactly what those dreams said. He said, they said the same thing. There were six straight dreams. And he says, then there was the seventh was what? A vision. Is that what he said? Six straight dreams and a vision. Okay, church. He said that when a dream was properly vindicated and said, interpreted, what was it? It's the same as a vision. So that there were seven straight visions saying all the same thing. Stay here. Father was telling his bride exactly in that message what to do. Stay here. Listen to the stored up sheep food. He said it by vision to his bride. There's no way to get around it. He told us exactly what to do. He said that they all, in each one of those dreams that he said, the interpretation, they took off. They're looking out of the corner of his eyes. They were all going. He said, I was going westward. He said, I told him, stay here. He said, look upon this. Don't go. He says, but they all started taking off. The vision said, Elijah is going to speak here today. Hey, I can say that tonight too. Name of the Lord. So look here. Look here. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. By revelation, we see it. By revelation, we believe it. And by revelation, we're doing exactly what he told us to do. The whole church is built upon what? He said, revelation. Amen. That he said, only the bride of Jesus Christ would have that true revelation. That should stir our hearts more than anything. Amen. We were just talking back there. Do you guys get beat up? I get beat up a lot. I do. But I come back and I know because I have that revelation, he wouldn't have given it to me unless I was a child of God. Amen. So when he starts beating you up, just hold that revelation in front of him. And say, no, I'm a child of God. And that he has revealed to us that we are in his perfect will by doing exactly what we're doing. Amen. And thus, if we are, then we are his eternal bride. Yes. Listen to this. Talking about a revelation, anything eternal never had a beginning or never had an end. That's how we can never die. Because we was always. Praise the name of the Lord. We are a part of God, the offspring of God, and he's the only eternal thing there is. Amen. You can no more die than God can die because you're eternal with him. Praise the Lord. The bride of Jesus Christ is eternal with him. So we have come from creation, we're going through this short period of time, and we're going right back again. Because we are one with him. That bride being made manifest again in Jesus Christ. We're living in the greatest time of all times, Brother Branham said, because the complete revelation of the canon of the word is being revealed right now. It's never been revealed before. He says the book of Revelations, he said, was the greatest book of the entire Bible. He says there's two books that Satan hates, Genesis and Revelations. One tells where he's coming from, where he's going. But it kills him, but what a blessing to the bride of Jesus Christ. That revelation, it was written by God himself, he said. He says because it was a prophetic book written by God. It was prophecy and was being revealed. And it has been revealed only, he said, to a certain class of people. Amen. Not everybody gets the book. They're still wandering around and what it is and what it means. I mean, some of them, can you believe that? I told Brother Branham, says, well, John must have eaten something or doing something else. That's what they think. But to us, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. It was revealed to us as that revelation. And it is the revelation of who? Jesus Christ. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ, which was given him, Jesus, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. Now, how did he show all these great mysteries and all these things that we're getting ready to study and going into? How did he show these things to John? Did he send a bunch of men to kind of reveal it all to him? I don't think he did. I don't think he did. Did he tell him direct himself? Did Jesus do it himself direct? No. He sent and signified it by his great angel. Oh. Praise the name of the Lord. And it was sent to the and signified this by his angel unto John. And we don't know who that angel was. The Bible doesn't say who that angel was, but we know it was a prophet. Amen. Because the Bible later said that I, John, have sent my angel to testify of these things which must shortly come to pass. Amen. He sent his angel to testify to John. God never changes his program, even himself. In his word, God's got a way of doing it. He provided his way. These great mysteries, the great secrets that had been hid from the greatest book of all times. How did he reveal it? He signified it by John, by this great angel that he sent to him. He could have done it himself. The revelation was given to him. Brother Branham tells us tonight, when Jesus was here on earth, he didn't even know it.
That's right.
Wow. I heard Brother Brandon say that. I was like, wow. Jesus didn't. He says when he died and went to hell and ascended, God revealed it to him then. Wow. That's when he revealed it to him. And then when he revealed it to him, he revealed it, told it to John by his angel. Something about his angel. He keeps letting his angel do all the talking for him. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh. Wonderful. God has a pattern. Brother Branham says he never changes. He never changes his way that he does things. He always does it exactly the same. He did it himself. He could have told John, but he didn't. He signified it, give it to him. And he says, John, he said, none of the apostles or any of them, that they didn't have it. And how did he get that to them? Now, how did God reveal it to that end time? How did he do it? This great mysteries. How did he do it? He did it through that angel. He sent this mighty angel. But to us in this end time, how did he say he would reveal it to us? Now, he gave it to John by an angel. But how did he say he would reveal it to us? He said he would send another mighty angel. in Revelations 10:7? He says, and it will be a voice. That voice. Amen. And it will reveal to you all these mysteries. Now, all these mysteries, he didn't reveal it to Abraham. Abraham was his friend. Always loved that, a friend of Abraham. He even said, he goes, could I hide from Abraham, my friend, what I'm getting ready to do down in Sodom? Can you imagine? He walked up in human flesh, he said, eat with him, sat there with him. He says, eat that calf and drink that buttermilk and them corn cakes and sit there and eat with him. He said, I can't hide from my friend Abraham what I'm getting ready to do. He was a friend to God. I want to be a friend to God. Praise the name of the Lord. But guess what? He never revealed it to him. He never told him. Nor did he reveal it to David, whom he loved like no other man. He loved David. He says, David was a man after his own heart. He loved him. David, he just loved him. The way David worshiped him and loved him. A man after God's own heart. But he didn't reveal it to him. He didn't tell him. Nor did he reveal it to Moses. Moses, the prophet of all prophets, that he loved so much that all the things that he did, the type of Christ, Moses, the where he was. He didn't tell him neither. He kept it a secret from him. Nor did he tell John the Baptist. He didn't reveal it to him. Who was John the Baptist? The greatest man born of a woman was John the Baptist. That's what our Savior said that he was. But did he reveal it to him? He didn't reveal it to him. Who did he love so much and he wanted to tell so bad? He must love them persons like no other. Us. He revealed it to us, his bride. He waited all these years to reveal it to us. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, doesn't that bless your heart? Oh, just remain standing. How wonderful. When I started thinking of that, Lord, all the way down through the beginning of time, the people that you love, that great servants of God all the way down, you kept it a secret. You kept it a secret. You kept it a secret. There was a time and you had a plan that you wanted to. You had a people that you wanted to. Not any people, you. You. He chose you. He knew you would be here in this end time. As we said, he thought of you. Amen. And you were in his mind. You were a thought, and then he spoke it, and then you become life, and he knew you was going to be here. Oh, they'll be here in the end time. They'll be right here, and I'll give them that revelation. Amen. I'll let it be revealed to them. No one else will know. They'll be persecuted. People will make fun of them, but they'll have that true revelation. I saved it for my bride.
Amen.
A husband to his bride, he wants his bride to have everything perfect. He's away making us a place to live in right now, he said. He wants it to be perfect for us. So he give us a wedding present. The revelation of himself. How great is that? What is it? It's a revelation. A revelation of who? Of the man on the pulpit? Of Jesus Christ in the last church age, revealing himself like he promised he would do.
Amen.
We see it. We believe it. It's a revelation that God has given you. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't you love the Lord Jesus tonight? What a time we're going to have. We're fixing to have a wonderful time. We're going to make this the best year yet. Oh, he's got great things in store for his bride this year. Yeah, it's just going to get better and better. It can only get better and better. But when you're in the Word, it just gets better and better because he keeps revealing himself. Brother Branham says, pray for one thing, pray for more revelation. First of all, we know we want to be in his perfect will. Lord, I just want to be in your perfect will. It don't matter. How can it be I'm going through these troubles, I'm going through these heartaches, I'm having this sickness? Lord, it's your perfect will. Because you're a son or daughter of God. He knows it. It's your will. It's all good. Praise the name of the Lord. It's his perfect will we want. But he's got good things in store for us. So we're going to start out, he said, revelation. Pray for more revelation. So let's start with Revelations 1:1. That's a good starting place for the bride. Revelations 1:1. And that's where we're going to start tonight. We're going to go through those church ages. And then when we get into them church ages, let's just go right on into them seals. Lord, you just think you know what he said in him. He's going to reveal more to you. He's the inexhaustible fountain. There's no end to his revelation. He said that Holy Spirit was just a portion. It's a portion, and eternity cannot even reveal that. Oh, wonderful. It's time for the church to be desperate, to get serious. When we say is, man, I'm tired of this place. I'm tired of this place. We want to get out of here. Lord, whatever we're lacking, whatever we need, let's dig in. Let's put our roots down. Let's study. Let's get into this word. Let's get the things that easily beset us away. Let's dig into this word, Lord. Fill our hearts, our mind, our souls with the revelation. Is that what you want? You got to want it. If you want it, Brother Branham says, when that church gets praying, when it gets desperate, God moves on the scene. Amen. Now you've prayed, God's give us. God's give us. I pray, are you the same person you were last year? No, thank you, Lord. Now Satan points out all of our failures and mistakes and everything else. We know that, but you got that revelation. You know who you are. Satan can't budge you off that. He can't budge me off that. I know. You know. Oh, you are the eternal bride of Jesus Christ. You're with him in the beginning. You're going to be with him in the end throughout eternity. So we're going to start and study this. And start with 1:1 and go all the way through. And what I would like for us to do is each week is to take after we hear the message is during the week, go home and get your church age book. Or the tablet, whatever you listen to it on. You can hear it. It's on the tablet. It's Mr. Scorby is the one that does the voice. Kind of hard for me sometimes to listen to Scorby. I'm so used to hearing Brother Branham. But however, study it. Brother Branham said that we're making that book. He says, so you can study it. So you can go home. And he says, listen to it. Study it out for yourself. And there's many things that he says on that church age book that's a little different that he says that it's on the tape. So during the week, I want us to take those books, study it all during the week, listen to it. Then we'll come back and we'll go through each one week after week after week and we'll listen to it. Amen? Amen. Are you looking forward to that? Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, I told the brothers back there, and I am really sorry to keep you so long. And then tonight, I know that services, I was prayed about with communion, is a lot of times the Lord, it'll be a little bit of shorter service, and it's a long tape, and then with communion, and that. But it's we have nothing greater to do than to do this right here. And I just pray the Lord blesses you for it, be with you. We are going to omit the foot washing service tonight. You'll see Brother Branham says it here on tape tonight, and you'll hear it. So I like doing exactly what he says to do. People say, oh, that's weird. Not to us, it ain't. It's the word. Amen. Amen. But in the scripture, Brother Branham quickly, he comes in the revelation. He says, blessed are those that hear and that they read. And he explains it. He says, well, it was that in the old times that they didn't know, many didn't know how to read. They didn't know how to do it, that they listened. They listened to it, and John was listening to it. I believe it has another meaning, too. Amen. He says this message, this word has lots of compound meanings. So we're going to hear it, you're going to read it, and then you're going to go home and read it and study it. So we can say, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. Amen. Amen. Our God can do anything, anywhere, anytime. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Praise the name of the Lord. Truly, He's wonderful.
Our God can do anything, anywhere, anytime. God can do anything for you.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Our God
Jesus.
Can do our God can do, yes, anything, anywhere,
at
any time. God can do anything for you. He's the Alpha. God can do anything for you.
Father, we love you, Lord. We're just at a loss of words in our vocabulary to express to you our love to you. And that we appreciate you so much, Lord, and how great thou art, Lord. We're so happy to be here in your presence, Lord, to worship you, to pour our heart out before you, Lord, and to get still and to get quiet, to hear your voice speak to us. And Lord, we're under great expectations because we know we're in your presence. And we know we're going to hear your voice. And Lord, we's just thinking about, as our brother Joseph has exhorted us and spoke to us, is that to remind us to stay put, to stay in this word, to stay with this message, that this message is absolutely our absolute. It is without any error. It's perfect. It's thus saith the Lord. It's everything to us. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we're so happy, Lord, to follow that. And Lord, we're so excited. Lord, we're just busting, Lord, with joy, Lord, in our heart. And we accept it as the leadership of the Holy Spirit to lead us into these church ages and to the seven seals and so forth. We're just with great expectations ready to hear it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I'm just so happy, Lord, I'm thinking about the people that are streaming in, Lord. They're your bride, wherever they are around the world. Lord, we're happy to be identified, to stream in as a bride united around the world. Lord, as a people, Lord, to gather around this message, to cling together, to hear that voice, united people under this word. Thank you for it, Lord. We're happy for it. Bless and be with them, Lord. And for this service, Lord, tonight, we commit ourselves to you. And I was thinking, as Joshua told the people to sanctify themselves because they were crossing Jordan, I was just thinking, Lord, we just want to just place our whole heart, everything that we are, upon your altar, Lord, and that you would just strip us of everything, Lord, that you could just permeate and have the preeminence in our beings and our lives, that when people see us, that It's a reflection of Jesus Christ. Lord, that we could be so yielded to you that we wouldn't even know what we said, but it would be you speaking to us, through us, and living out through us, Lord. And that's our desire. Lord, we've got to get ready. We've got to get desperate and to just yield ourselves completely into your hands, Lord, to let everything go and just totally be yielded to you. I know that I need it, Lord. And Lord, just help us to draw that. Lord, we want to be ready. You're coming for a perfect church, a bride without spot or wrinkle. And I was thinking, Lord, that many times that we say and that we're waiting on the resurrection and so forth, but I got to hearing what Brother Branham said. He says, they're waiting on us. We've got to get ready. Help us, Lord, to dig into this series, Lord, and study it, as our brother Joseph has said, to hear it, to pray, and to get everything out of the way. Help us, Lord. We need it. And Lord, I just want to thank you so much for the rest to get away, as Jesus said to his disciples, let's get away and rest for a while. And how your prophet, he got away to rest, Lord. He needed that time. And Lord, we all need that time. And we just thank you for it, Lord. Lord, we just love you. And we commit these requests to you. We thank you for encouraging us that you care for us and that you're ready to do anything. You, according to your word, you'll do anything for us, Lord, according to that word. We love you, Lord. Bless and be with us now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Our God can do anything, anywhere, anytime. God can do anything for you. He's the Alpha, He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Our God can do anything for you.
Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. What a blessed people we truly are. I'm excited for what the Lord has in store for tonight and this upcoming year. And you know how great He's been to us this last year and what He's done for each of us. And you know, just that precious revelation He gave us. What an honor, what a privilege we are to have that tonight. Just makes my heart just want to sing, all hail King Jesus. All hail Emmanuel, for He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we are going to spend eternity with Him. Amen. Well, all hail King Jesus. All hail Emmanuel, the King of Kings. Oh, the bright morning star, and throughout eternity, I'm going to praise Him, and forevermore, yes, I will reign with Him.
Precious Heavenly Father, what an honor it is to come and serve you today, Lord, to hear your word, Lord, and have it revealed to us, Father. We just thank you so much. We can never, never thank you enough, Father. Be with us tonight. Reveal your word to us. Bless these tithes and these offerings. We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
I am free, free, free. You may be seated. This world of sin. Washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful grace. And I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way. For a long time I've traveled down a long, lonely road. My heart was so heavy, in sin I sank low. And then I heard about Jesus, and what a wonderful hour. I'm so glad He would bring me out through His saving power. Well, thank God I am free. I'm free, free from this world of sin. Oh,
washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Oh, hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful grace. And I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way. And like a bird out of prison that's taken his flight, like a blind man that God gave back his sight, and like a poor wretched beggar that's found fortune and fame. And I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out through His holy name. Well, thank God I am free, yes, free, free from this world of sin. Oh, washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Oh, hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful grace. And I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way. Oh, thank God I am free. I'm free, yes, free from this world of sin. Oh, I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. I've been born again. Oh, hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful grace. And I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way. And it's some glad morning, oh, when this life is over, oh, I will fly away. But to a home on God's celestial shore, oh, yes, I will fly, I'll fly away, oh, and I will fly away, oh, glory, yes, I will fly away. Oh, I shall not die, hallelujah, by and by, oh, I will fly away. And when the shadows of this life have thrown, prison bars have flown, yes, I'll fly away, oh, I will fly away, oh, glory, yes, I will fly away. I shall not die, hallelujah, by and by, oh, I fly away. It's just a few more weary days and then fly away to a land where joy shall never end. Oh, I'll fly away. Oh, I'll fly away. Oh, glory, yes, I'll fly away. I shall not die. Hallelujah, by and by. Oh, I'll fly away. Let's clap it to Him. It's just a few more weary days and then I will fly away. It's to a land where joy shall never end. Yes, I'll fly away. Oh, and I will fly away. Oh, glory, yes, I'll fly away. And I shall not die. Hallelujah, by and by. Oh, I. One more time, I'll fly away, yes, I'll fly away, oh, glory, yes, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days. As we go on in this year, and so excited what the Lord has in store. How many wants to be more like Him? Oh, make me more like Thee. Give me a heart that's filled with Your love. Make me more like Thee. Let's sing that little chorus. Me more like Thee, Jesus, make me more like Thee. Oh, give me a heart that's filled with love.
Sing it to Him.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only only believe, and all things are possible. Only believe.
Amen. Let us remain standing. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he began to sound, all mysteries were revealed. Amen. An angel spoke to John. It signified the things that he saw. Amen. Let us listen while our angel reveals it to the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Welcome God's angel, messenger, prophet, our pastor, Amen. Brother Branham. Amen.